Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight is crossover with our ancestors tonight. We Ashe, our ancestor, where my bell at? Down here somewhere. We're gonna call up our ancestors, those that we're standing on tonight. I'm praying for you and you tonight. We're gonna talk about the Jews, 6 million Jews were exterminated by Hitler. You're going to find out something tonight before the name you come up. All this comes from Africa. So we're going to deal with some truth tonight. And, it's like this. Every race that blacks get into, I want to say that. I want to tell you down in Forest City, people were telling me about the funeral that was down there. It was lots of people down there. I had some people from Chicago, people from Forest City up here today to tell me about the feeling on the outside. And I want to say this about all this virus stuff. If you take the shot and you got to wear the mask too, somebody been lying to us. Because we could have kept wearing the mask. If the shot don't really work, why would you keep telling us, take the shot, take the shot. When they say the shot break your immune system down, and it messed with you. I don't know. I have to go by what the doctor said. But this was in Hitler playbook, this disease. And we're going to deal with that. Was in Hitler playbook. Hitler playbook was diseases and murder. He was the most evil man on this planet, Hitler. And Hitler being killed 6 million Jews. And before he killed 6 million Jews, he put them in the gas chamber. He put them in a concentration camp and put them in a gas chamber. That was evil. Now, he did that. He killed 6 million Jews. And he was getting ready to come for the blacks. Some of you don't read the history, don't know. And I'm going to tell you, every race that come and get hooked up with the black man, they leave rich. The Jews got with us, they got rich. The Arabs with us, they finna get rich. And everybody that come, the Indians come, they leave the black community raped. They get all the resources, at like Malcolm X said, at midnight, when evening come, all the money leave the neighborhood and don't come back till that morning. You can't get a loaf of bread or some milk. You might can get some liquor store. But I want to talk about the night crossover with the ancestors. I say. I'm going to talk about that tonight. I want to say this, if you got a need, you plant a seed. This is August, the harvest month. You need to get your harvest in for what you need, the car you want, the whatever you want, your career. You need to seed for what you want. And once you seed what you want, God will give you what you want. Thank you, kind spirit. I want to say, Edward down in Monroe, God bless you. Bishop Anizel Edward, God bless you. I want you to get to use your bishopship. Bishop Michael, I want him to get busy. And I'm praying also for Sister Manny Green, House of Prayer down in Natchez, Mississippi. And Mary, I'm praying for Mary Ripley, been a little sick. And she told me that the doctor said she could have surgery because she had tumors all in her throat. She wrapped a scripture with a white handkerchief and put it around her throat. 3 days, it was gone. Look at God. Look at God. I just wish some people tonight had faith in God. Some of the churches ain't got faith in God. They got faith in that almighty dollar, but they ain't got faith. If they had faith, they wouldn't shut it down. One preacher said, if I die, let me die. He asked the members, how many want to stay in here? We're going to lock the church up. We're going to stay in here until this virus leaves. The preacher looked, everybody was gone about but him and his wife. His wife said, well, baby, I guess I'm going home and leave you here. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some faith if you want God to do something for you. Praying for you and you tonight, even another every telephone call. We on 7 days a week. That's from 9 to 10, 7 days a week. On Sundays, 11 to 12, Sunday morning with the bishop. Dr. Christian been coming on. But I just want to say to you, all is well. Whatever you need, God got what you want. This is Crossing with Ancestors tonight. And before I call the ancestors, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of them people that was in there that got burned up in the gas chamber. I got Hitler playbook. Trump had Hitler playbook. The Republicans had Hitler playbook. When I say Hitler playbook, all that Hitler did is in this book, his playbook. And really, it's the devil playbook. And he had to get it from the devil, from evil, to kill 6 million people and burn them in the gas chamber. This man, scientist. His scientist was cutting animals, pig hearts, eager eyes, trying to make a superhuman race. Y'all don't believe that. Y'all so religious. This man was a flat demon out of the pits of hell. And the white folks didn't believe, killing the Jews. And he said black folks was apes. Gonna kill them next. Then he was gonna kill the Chinese. I mean, he had a whole playbook of murder. He had murder over 1,000 people doing surgery. You talking about what they talk about? When you talk about the laboratory, taking animals' parts, taking liver, kidneys for animals from hogs and pigs, trying to make a Superman, trying to make a superior white race. I know y'all, ain't nobody told you that, but this is what's been happening. I want you to get ready for God to bless you tonight, and I'm going to share something with you tonight, and it's going to be a blessing for you.
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust his flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen him do it.
I have no doubts my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yep, he can.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it. So whatever problem you've got, just let it go and give it to God.
He'll work it out.
Do I know what God can do?
I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you preserve and cover you with his grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then he'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
erase your past.
I've seen him do it.
He just delivered my friend's mother from a 40-year drug addiction. Don't you tell
Mother Francis in New Orleans, God bless you, Mother Francis. I'll be down there soon. Mother Francis just opened up a new candle store and set a altar up on her place out in Algiers. And I'm going to be down there with her soon to clear up. Bishop Anazel Edwards down in Monroe, and Pastor Edwards, the senior pastor of House of Prayer. I'm praying for y'all. And Brother Anazel, I want you to get more active in the church. I know you're doing a lot of things. And you tell Bishop Michael Edwards, I want him to get busy too. I'm going to hold him to that. Y'all father came to me and said, Bishop, make them boys go to work. And I'm going to put y'all to work. I say. I'm talking with the ancestors tonight. And I want to talk about the 6 million Jews that were killed by Hitler. They were put in the oven, they were burnt. The Hitler playbook. But when I go back past Hitler, that was here in Africa, that was over 100 million blacks that were killed, murdered, because the Europeans were playing out the same playbook that Hitler. They were playing out of Hitler playbook. And back then, it wasn't Hitler playbook. It was the devil playbook. It was a playbook of racism, hate, envy, jealous, murder, deceit. All of that was something that went on. God bless you. I've been watching the Olympics. I see them black folks getting them gold medals. That's good. Now, I stopped the kid and saved the babies. You know, I want to say this before I get into the show tonight. They had Palooza down there. They had over 1,000, about 10,000, a million people. Did nobody get shot. On the south side, niggas shoot each other, passing by, driving. That's negative. That's the kind of stuff going on. Do you know in Chicago, let me tell y'all, Chicago is run by blacks. You got a black mayor, and you got a black county, and a black judge. This, the only city in America, is run and operated by all blacks. And you know if somebody's trying to make Mal Lightfoot look bad, made Ken Falk look bad, make the chief judge look bad, make the chief of police look bad. They're all black. This city is truly run by blacks. This is black city. Only major big city is run by blacks. Think about it. Black power. Don't get scared of me because I said that. Because when I say black power, you're running high. We under white power. And we've been under white power. But Chicago is run by black power. Okay? You got the county. It's black. You got the city. It's black. The only thing ain't black is the state. But the government got so many blacks around him. So this whole city of Chicago is run by black folks. It's really black power. But it might not never get there no more. But this city, Chicago, is running by black power. Now, Lightfoot says something, they got to listen to her. I don't care what gender she is, they got to listen because the city is run by black power. I just want to say that, just ring my bell. I say. I want 27 people. And when I say 27, you're involved. I want you to see to this ministry. And I want you to do it for this month coming. I want to thank you for your donation. And Sister Hawkins, I hope you're on the line. If you're on the line, press 1, because I want to know how many angels you got. You know, we did an angel ceremony in Detroit. I gave out so many angels. I know Sister Chelsea got her angel when they got married over in Africa. She married an African king. I say. She sent me the picture. I seen the African king, so she's doing good over in Kenya. I don't know if she's going to come back or not. See, God always elevates you because you have not, because you ask not. And she went and got married, and she moved to the next level. Sometimes you got to wait on God. You got to have faith. God can heal your body, mind, soul, spirit. But some of you try to get before God, get in front of God, and you lose. Because you don't wait on what God got for you. Mansa Musa was the richest black man in the world. And when he went to town, when he went to cities, he opened up cities. When he went to cities, what happened to him when he went to cities? He turned the economic. When he left, everybody was rich. He had a whole town with him. He had camels, horses, 4 or 5. He had 1,000 by 10,000 people, camels, food. I mean, when he moved, it's like Chicago moving to New York, or like Detroit coming to Chicago, or Detroit coming to Mississippi. Everybody there got rich. When he left, he messed the economy up. Look him up, Musa, Mansa Musa. He was a Muslim, but he was black, a prince, a king. I want to let you know, I share our ancestor tonight. I went in the spirit realm, and I talked to some of the people in the oven that was so-called Jews. We're going to tell you about that. See, because before it was Europe, it was Egypt, Africa, South Africa, West Africa. So they named themselves Jews, but it really was no Jews. They were Hebrews, okay? And they white Hebrews. The real Jews are black. Oh, y'all ain't gonna like me today. But they still, Hitler killed them. He murdered them because Hitler wanted to run the world. I got his playbook here. Hitler playbook was murder, murder, murder. I said, and I went to the spirit world. I invoked the spirit of Gabriel, Metatron, and Michael. And as I walked through that fire, where people were saying, I lost my mama, Sister Libby Levitt, so I lost my daddy. I didn't see him no more. And I felt that he had been murdered in the fire, in the ovens. So you got to understand how evil that was. I say. When I look at that, I see how evil people do evil to people. And black on black killing got to stop. Police can't stop it. God has to stop it. And when God says enough, it's going to be enough. I'm going to say that to you tonight. And I want to say this. And I prophesied about the plane falling. I prophesied that 7 hurricanes coming down. And listen to me. 7 hurricanes coming around Florida, Texas, to go before hurricane season over. Back to back. Flood back to back. Storm back to back. Fire. Back to back. God have divine judgment. And somebody, one lady, I'm going to pray that it go around. I said, miss, you can't pray when God gets ready to send his angels to turn something around. Don't be crazy. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. When God put his finger and said, tornado, go, I don't care what you pray. It's already in divine law. What God is doing because of the wicked and the evil people and what they have done to other people. Sister Hawkins, let me see, can I get her tonight? I say. Sister Hawkins, is you on the line? 0598, Sister Hawkins. Is that you?
Yes.
I want to say this to you. For our prophecy to you, I want you to get 3 angels that I gave you. Put them on a brown piece of paper. Fold them up. Put them in your bosom. It's a place where you're going to go. And when you go to that place, the money that you need, you're going to get.
You say, what did you say to what now?
You get 3 names, angels I gave you. Take your angel. Your God and angels, and put 3 more angels with it. Now do seven. Do seven and say, my angel and seven angels. I want you to go with me. Write it in red ink. Fold it up. Put it in your bosom. Put one brand new dollar. Take one brand new dollar, fold it up, and put it in there.
Okay, in $1.
Put it in your bosom. Okay.
Oh, wow.
You can do left or right. But once you do that, here you go. And you're going to hear some bells going on. Sing, ling, ling, ling. And you're going to see
you
some money.
You want me to put it on some, you want me to wrap that dollar in white paper, brown paper, or what?
Brown paper, baby.
Okay, that's what I wrote down, brown paper. Yeah, brown paper.
And
yep.
You take it and put it in your bosom. And when I talk to you later on, I'm going to give you the rest of the recipe. But you go where,
okay.
If you hear some ding, ling, 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 you hear that noise, you bring where that noise go off.
Yeah.
You go to that place where they make that noise at. And you go get by yourself. Don't care nobody. They're sitting under you. If they're sitting on this, you go to another floor. If they're sitting on this corner, you go to a corner by yourself. The spirits will work from the east corner. It's going to bring you a blessing. Now, how many angels you got? How many angels I gave you?
5,179.
Now, you work with that 5,000 angel. Ashe, Michael Brother, you work with them angels. If them angels don't bring you no money, I'm not sitting in this studio tonight, and I am in the studio. So I want you to do that quick, fast, and in the earth. See, your seeds have already been. You have already planted your seeds. Now you got to go get your harvest. And I want to tell everybody, this is the month for you to plant your seeds. Going in October, November, September, you're supposed to receive your harvest. I say. If you got a need, you plant a seed. And when you plant that seed, it's going to come back quick, fast, and like Bishop Moses said, in a hurry. Like Prophet Johnson said, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. I'm praying for some of the bishops in the spirit world that came. I got some young bishops. They got to go to work. Some young bishops down in New Orleans, and they got to go to work. And they got to do their spiritual work. See, the warlocks and the witches are busy. You got to be able to fight the warlocks and witches and get to another level. Now, I'm going to say this before I get started. Mansa Musa was the richest man in the world. Now, I want 27 people right now before this month, so I'm going to see them. And whatever you need, you do it. And God going to bless you.
The richest man in the world was Musa. Master Musa was the richest man in the world. And he seeded to the world. He seeded to people he didn't know. He seeded to cities and countries. So seeding is a thing that we got to do. Now, I want to tell you, welcome to the new life of giving, reaping, and sowing. The richest empire was in Africa. It was Mansa Musa, the richest man in the world. Mansa Musa tithed gold, millions of gold, and it's over in Southern Africa. He was black. And I want to tell you that you can be a person to do the same thing and know how to do it.
One of the greatest empires of that time. Although it was not the biggest, like the Roman Empire, they were definitely a key piece economically and religiously. This time we're focusing more on their greatest
leader,
Mansa Musa I, the richest man that ever lived, as sources say. He ruled the Mali Empire for 25 years, between 1312 and 1337, and led them into prosperity and serious development. There weren't many African empires, but the Mali Empire was one of the most important. Mansa Musa was a very important emperor and conqueror of that time, And he's still remembered to this day for all of his achievements, and most of all, his lavish lifestyle and wealth. If you're new here, welcome. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at ALUX.
Masa Musa was the richest man in the world, and he was black. But he understood the law of sowing, reaping. You got seed, you sow your seed, things happen. And I want to talk a little bit about the rich man, Masa Musa. Before I talk about him, I want to talk about some of the stuff that you intend. What I'm saying to you right now, if you got a need to plant a seed, Proverbs 4:21-23, I want you to get ready because it's running faith. And I want to tell you right now, you got to have the key to know how to open that door to where you might be a supplier. Say the word supplier. If you got seed, you have to sow them. Some of you ain't never sold over a dollar. Come out $10, come out $1,000, $2,000. If you got the need, you plant the seed. If you hold the money, and God wants what you want. You say, well, I can get this to God. Now, he don't want something you're going to throw away. He wants you to give the best. I'm planting this seed in good soil. And I'm going to pray that this year, 27 people, if you plant your seed of $1,000 in June, July, August, it'll turn around for you, and you're going to be rich. And what I mean by that, you would never have lack. And if you just have faith and go in the spirit realm, you'll open up that key where you will be rich with money. You might not have nothing now, but you said you make a vow. I'm gonna seed $1,000 to this ministry, and I'm gonna wait on God. And if you see Philippians 4:19, Philippians 4:13, if you begin to see, God will make sure that whatever you need will happen. What I like about Masa Musa, he was the richest man in the world. But he was the most important man that sowed seed all over the world. He had thousands of camels, thousands of slaves. And when he moved, a whole city moved, thousands of camels, 100,000 people with gold. And when he walked into a city, he planted seed to everybody. Everybody came in his vibration. He gave it. So what I'm saying to you, you got to be able to, for your miracle, to understand the miracle that God got for you and what God's going to do for you. First, you got to be able to seed for your miracle. What I mean seed, you got to give it. Shake down, press together, running over. God will give to you that the measure that you didn't give back to you. So you got to throw some seeds out. And I want to tell this story where you might understand the key seeking for your miracle is to see to take your seed and put them out there. You say, well, Bishop, I don't have $1,000. If you begin to give $10, $20 till you reach that $1,000, once you reach $1,000, you done seeded $1,000, all you got to do is expect your miracle. Expect your harvest gonna come in. Your harvest might be a house, a car. Your harvest might be good health. The harvest might be your friend, your husband, your wife, your children. You got to expect the power of God and walk in faith. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is a certain thing, hope for the thing that be. What I need you tonight, so Bishop, I'm going to plant that seed of $1,000. I'm going to do it because I know God's going to give me, as long as you don't plant this seed, your business is going to grow, the new house. All of that going to grow because you took time out and planted the seed. you took time out and you did what the commandment said. You obeyed God, the law of God. This is a law. The law of seeding and reaping. When you get ready to reach your harvest, can nobody stop that? Well, that's your harvest. And, you know, when you plant your seed, and we're going to put it on good ground. And I want you to see for your miracle. Luke 6 and 38 and 100 number of Psalms and Psalms be the Lord is my God. You got to seek, man, woman. You got to seek. I know you got millions of dollars, but that ain't going to count. God wants to give you a bit. Let me tell you what happened. Me and Bishop Moore went out, and Bishop Moore went all the way back to Texas. We stopped. Casino. I think Bishop Mo made lots of money, and I made $1,000. I was happy. Got this $1,000. I can get some gas in my car. I can do some things. When I got back to the church that Sunday, old ragged organ, old ragged piano, and God said, Bishop, I'm talking to you. Give that $1,000. I was thanking him for it. Last night, but this morning, Sunday morning, he said, give it to the church. I said, God, you sure you're talking to me? Talking to you. I got up Sunday morning, so I want to see this $1,000 for a new organ and a piano. So when I did that, Bishop Moore got up and he seated $1,000. I guess God talked to him too. That $2,000 we ceded to the piano and organ. And I said, everybody get up and to see and see $100. They popped up that popcorn. And we ceded it. When we got to the eat, I was very quiet. He's mostly very quiet. I said, yeah. No. I see that my money was gone, but I didn't say nothing. That Monday, man drove on a church lot and said, I'm looking for Bishop trying to meet. That Mercedes out there, he had a key to it. No, you pray for my daughter. She healed from drug addiction. Look at the seed. Look at the seed up there. I went on with that. I thank God for that. On my way to run a revival in Yazoo City, Mississippi, down in Durant, all through there. And when I got there, Mother Gibson, she's a soul gone now. Mother Gibson's a bishop. The lady wants you to come and pray for her land. The lady had all kind of land. I stood out and prayed, lifted my hand to God. And I got through. I said, Lord, thank you for this land. That this woman has given from her family, thank you for it. Then I prayed for her, after I prayed for her, the oil company come, she had a mother load of oil on that land. But I prayed that God bring a mother load to her. So she had oil on the land. So when we get through praying, the lady come in her kitchen and give $10,000. She seeded $10,000 to my ministry. And I thank God I gave Mother Gibson $5,000. And I went on and kept on moving. Sometimes you have to see, and you don't see what your seed going to bring, the harvest. The harvest bought her a mother load of oil because she had the prophet to come and pray for that land. And I want to tell you right now, sometimes you have to see and name what you want. And once you name what you want, you get what you want. And you say, I'm seeking for my miracle. I'm seeking my miracle. Once you seek for your miracle. And God will open that door for you to get what you want. Tonight, I say our ancestors, I want to talk a little bit about the Jewish community before they were Jews. Y'all didn't know that. They weren't always named Jews. And they come from Africa. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. 6 million
of these people was killed and murdered by Hitler. And some of the people in 2021 is still playing out of Hitler playbook. We just experienced 2020 people playing out of Hitler playbook. That's what we've been experiencing. That's why, see, I've got to tell you, in Hitler time, they had scientists experiment on these different diseases with different viruses.
There has already been We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear